Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yay, sports.
Couple of emails saying that Brazil is a Portuguese country.
And, I'm not a Mexican country.
I checked with FoxNewsGeography.com and no, Brazil is a Mexican country.
That's a brilliant site.
It is. And a reminder here that April 20th is Hitler's birthday. So I'm taking the kids and we're going to do the sauerkraut hunt on the White House lawn.
And smoke a doobie. Smoke a doobie
at
to
at the same time.
Smoke a doobie to Hitler.
Yep. Fun. Well, you got to go across the street, you know, where they smoke the crack right in front of the White House.
They smoke weed. I smelled weed right across from the White House.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah. We were walking up. We were like... just right there. And
like grass or like hash pens?
I smelled old school weed.
Nice.
Yeah. Flower.
Yeah.
Flower.
And I could tell who it was, too. There was a couple dudes there. Just, you know, he just stared.
A couple long hairs. A couple dudes that looked like you, only a little bit younger.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So the law in D.C. is you can possess it, but you can't grow it.
And you can't smoke in public.
And you can't buy it.
No.
And you're not supposed to smoke in public.
But they were. They were, might have been vaping it because I didn't see anything, but I smelled weed, completely weed.
If they vape it, you're probably not going to smell it.
Then it was weed.
It smells a little different, too.
It does.
From what I've heard and read.
Like, you could probably vape in the car, and if somebody pulled you over,
they might not
be able to tell.
Maybe not.
A good smelling skunk beat. You know, I like that smell. Well,
some of them,
the smell of weed I like.
At least from the things that I read about Colorado, there's Skittles smell, like flavor.
Oh,
there,
I got
so it.
It
kind of has a more fruity scent.
Well, not even just, it doesn't just the things you've read still. So it still doesn't have that basic skunk smell, though.
You can get that.
But
yeah.
It's not nearly that powerful.
Well, these guys are smoking.
And it dissipates.
Well, they were obviously smoking weed.
Because this is just vapor. Yeah. It's not smoke.
Smoking grass.
And the cops out in front of the White House did not care. They could obviously smell it, too. Whatever.
Yeah, they got other things to worry about than the dudes smoking some grass, man.
It's a big city, and it's cool.
Just stay over there, dudes.
Yeah.
Everything will be fine.
Yeah.
I've got an all-football stack here. I've just been acquiring stories, some of which are evergreen, so I'm going to try and work through some of them. And, boy, can the NFL... like, make something out of really nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because like we all know who we were playing and where we were playing.
Right.
We just didn't know when.
We didn't know when.
That was it.
Yep.
And Cleveland had a party. They went live.
They weren't alone, bro.
I know they weren't.
Yeah.
This is obviously, I'm just saying the NFL knows what they're doing because they were live at a bar in Cleveland. It was packed. And the guy even said, listen, this isn't a draft. This is a scheduled release party.
Right.
And this is packed. This is stupid.
Well, they're excited in Cleveland.
I know,
they
are.
First time in a while to see a schedule.
Both ESPN2 and the NFL Network.
Yes, they did.
Both ran schedule.
Down the schedule release.
So they, two different groups
three
of
hours,
guys.
Yep.
3 hours of programming on each of those networks discussing the NFL schedule.
And I must say, it was fantastic. I had one on each of the auxiliary TVs.
Yeah,
and
I'm sure
was
you
just
were.
Soaking it in.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a schedule, but it is kind of nice to see. Like,
I'm with you. I can't. We always say it's just a schedule, and then we go,
On the Vikings Facebook page, it was wine. We have such a tough schedule.
No, there is a list here.
Was that every They do list the top 10 toughest schedules.
Yeah.
The Vikings were not on there.
No, they weren't. Your boys were on
Broncos
there.
I mean, Broncos got the Bears at the Packers, the Jags, the Titans, the Colts, and then inside the AFC West. That's tough. I think the Steelers is tough, too.
I would quit that page, but I just like to report on the incessant whining that goes on there. Incessant whining and delusion.
That sounds like a fan page.
Yeah.
That is a fan page.
We should sign all the free agents.
Well, it worked great with Kirk Cousins last year, you know.
You haven't had much major success recently, so that might be the reason. That's why the Husker page is crazy.
We should trade a third-round pick for 2 first-round picks and then get this guy and this guy.
I mean, you guys were so close to the Super Bowl 2 years ago, so...
No, I actually saw that suggestion. It was like, we should trade a third round and a fourth round and get 2 first-rounders from somebody and trade for...
Put down the fan page and have a Moscow Mule.
Yeah, you guys should get back to drinking, man.
You guys start drinking.
Idiots.
Start drinking tonight. Too anxious. I'm going to make Craig fan page.
$8. Craig deserves his $8.
Are you going to make him that $8 tonight?
And my body deserves the break.
And then tomorrow, what? You get it in? Gin Sanity tomorrow?
He'll be drinking tomorrow night, yeah.
Gin Sanity?
He'll double down.
Haven't decided yet.
Have you had a gin mule?
No, I have not.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, I've kind of laid off the gin.
Good.
Gin make you sin.
One time.
I saw that picture again.
You flatten your face on gin?
Yeah.
Yep. It's funny. For us,
alcohol's great, isn't it?
Sad
that
for
is
you.
One of my all-time favorite pictures of anybody.
Alcohol.
Oh, I clicked just on. Your feet. I wanted to see who are because the page alerted me that you got some new top fans. So I had to see who our new top fans were.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
And then there was a photo gallery on the bottom, and among the pictures featured were the bottom of my slippers.
Oh, that photo made that.
Okay. Yeah.
So this whole year we're going to see, you know, if you remember the Super Bowl commercial, the NFL 100 had all these great players and everything. We're going to see that a lot this year. The NFL 100, it's the 100th year of the NFL, though they've only had 50-some Super Bowls. But so that's their celebration. So instead of the traditional, and we knew this, but instead of the traditional Super Bowl champ hosting that opening game.
Yeah. Which is good. We don't have to watch the Patriots. Except
right.
We do have to watch the Patriots Sunday night. I know.
So the Patriots post the Steelers Sunday night, which is a fantastic opening weekend Sunday night.
Not for me, but it is.
And they'll be handing out their rings and everything while the Steelers watch.
Exactly.
Raising a banner.
Exactly.
So, Tom. But so the opening game
Maybe
is
they should
Packers
show the crap
Bears.
Video. They should say the crap video for that.
Ooh, that'd be fun.
On the big screen.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by.
Everybody, your owner, everybody Ryan. Duck.
Your handy news.
Hey, baby, here's your handy news.
Play that there. Right. Bring out James Taylor.
On the big screen.
They just bring out James Taylor.
Ladies and gentlemen, please take a knee as we unveil the
video. They show the highlights of the Super Bowl winning season on the big screen, and somebody edited in just like,
Well, right before the Chiefs game highlights.
Right.
That was where chronologically it happened. Yeah.
Put in those masseuse sucks. Abnormally large hands.
That's a game I'm tuning in for the kickoff. That's
right
it.
At kickoff.
I can't watch
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of pomp and circumstance.
Yeah, I
want to
see
that.
Just the kickoff. Yeah. You guys have to tell me what's happening. Let me know when the kickoff is.
So primetime, if you remember last year, the NFL.
They might have to put a disclaimer on there just so Kraft isn't so embarrassed. Hands on the screen are larger than they appear.
Right, yeah, my masseuse hands.
Well, then the junk would be obviously smaller than they appear to.
Yes.
But it's a big screen.
And we should mention there was a report they were going to release the video.
Yep.
And then a judge got that extra bag of money and blocked it.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I alluded to the fact earlier. Or let me see it first.
Yeah, he said, I got to see this before I rule on it.
And we also, Todd mentioned the fact that maybe the judge had visited the place before.
Right.
Just alluding.
It's possible.
Just throwing it out there.
So primetime games is what kind of, least me, is what I look into first. And last year, if you'll remember, the Niners and the Giants had the most primetime games. And that really fell on its face when Garoppolo got hurt.
Yeah, that's right.
He got hurt early too, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. The Giants, I think it was week one or two.
Yep.
Excuse me.
The Giants started sucking right away too, by the way.
They did. Yeah. I mean, but at least we got to see a lot of Saquon Barkley, who was amazing.
Yeah.
So this year, they kind of... It's better. There's 10 teams that play the most primetime games, and that's 5 primetime games. And that list, of course, the cheaters are in there.
Yep.
The Rams, the Seahawks, the Packers, the Bears, the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Cowboys, the Vikings, and the Eagles. So all those teams are teams we'll see the most of in primetime, which seems like a pretty safe list overall. No, you know what I mean? It's not last year, all of a sudden, Garoppolo and the Niners being on everywhere was like, woo.
And then he got hurt.
And then it was out. Now, so they're also the NFL is going to call this the NFL 100. They're going to celebrate a game each week with what they think is the game of the week. These are like
call it that
so-called historic matchups.
Are they?
Well, I mean, Green Bay and Chicago, one of the oldest matchups.
That opens up the season, right?
Correct. And then like Cleveland and the Jets. That was the original Monday Night Football game.
Okay,
well, that's like right. a Cowboys, Dolphins, Raiders, Packers, Chiefs, Vikings, Chiefs. So they're celebrating some old Super Bowls.
Well, the Viking Chiefs, yeah, it was a big one, yeah.
Excuse me. Niners, Ravens. But, I mean, some of them don't make a lot of sense, and some teams who have been a big part of the NFL are not included in any of these. There's no Steeler game as the game of the week. They've released the whole list.
Yeah.
There's no Steeler game, no Bronco game, no Seahawks game.
They're just calling it that. What does that mean?
Well, there'll probably be a lot more around it, and they'll celebrate whatever the game, you know, like the Jets Raiders game. They'll celebrate the Heidi thing again. They'll bring all that up.
Oh, I got it.
You know, you watch for those.
just cut into the game.
Just cut at the end of it, yeah.
No matter what. Just cut in with a Heidi movie, right?
Now, excuse me.
That was historical. They should do that.
Yeah. Just. They should click it off.
Bring back Theismann and have him reenact the leg getting busted, the whole bit. You know,
all of it.
What happened at the end of that game? We'll tell you later. Here's Heidi.
Do all the famous, do all the famous stuff.
Now, Monday Night Football has been pretty bad matchup.
Is it bad this year?
I didn't look. Now, the opening doubleheaders they've done, you know, Houston at New Orleans, that's a good matchup, and then Denver at Oakland, that's always good, no matter if those teams even stink. I just hope Beth Mowins is not in on that one again.
It will be late Monday, probably not. You think?
That's what she did last year's Broncos at Chargers with Beth Mowins. It was pretty brutal.
Oh, that's right, because two games.
Yeah, they do two games on Monday night.
Bring up the radio call.
But what's the alternative? Boomer? You want that? You want Boomer in the booth? They've done that before, too.
Yeah, maybe that's a fair point.
Anybody's better than Beth. You don't like her, right?
I just want somebody who's not excited when a team is on third down, and they're going for it! Because that's what you do on third down, Beth.
That sounds like what we do for the Cowboys last year.
That sounds like going for it. Who's been watching too much Canadian football? Right. Going for it on third down.
What was that? Right between the eyes? What was that, Puss?
Oh, Jason's. He's a growing superstar, and it's happening right between our eyes.
Pulled the rabbit out of his head.
And that is why he's back to playing football.
That's right, folks.
And he took the wig off, too.
Yeah, he just don't care.
I didn't even know it was a wig.
He's back to football playing.
That was weird. I forgot about that.
So in case by November we're bitching about the Monday Night Football schedule, right now.
And we will be.
It looks good now.
Right, it looks great. I mean, this is the best Monday Night Football schedule I remember. I mean, I don't want to read through them all, but I mean, Chicago-Washington is one of the bigger turds on paper, and that's not bad. Chicago's good.
Yep.
Cincinnati-Pittsburgh, you got Tom Brady on a Monday night. They're making him go to New York.
They used to be crap because Sunday night was obviously the Sunday night games just as good.
Sunday night games are great.
Are the big ones?
Yep. You know, Chiefs, Clippers. You got Ravens, Rams, Vikings, Seahawks, Giants, Eagles, Colts, Saints, Packers, Vikings.
I don't think any of our teams play each other this year. Yo, Vikings, Packers always play each
other. I
don't play. Anybody.
I don't play the Steelers,
Packers, Broncos.
Yeah, the AFC West plays the NFC North.
And the Packers play the Chiefs.
Yep.
Allen and I'll have a little side bet on that.
For me to watch all you guys hate each other for a while. That'd be cool.
And Thursday night football looks a lot better too. Just on the surface, again, we could be complaining about this in November, but right now you got games like Eagles at Packers, Rams at Seahawks, Chiefs at Broncos, Giants at Patriots.
That is good.
Steelers at Browns, Colts at Texans, Cowboys at Bears. I mean, these are good games.
Yeah, they are good games.
At least now,
the committee did a good job.
I think so. They note on these Thursday night games right now. You know, remember last year they simulcasted on Amazon and the NFL Network as Fox picked up a big window of those games.
Right,
and they say that's all subject to change. So the NFL is maybe trying to parlay a little more streaming money out of somebody.
All right,
there are some revenge games. You'll hear nerds talking about revenge games that don't matter, like Saints Rams Week 2. Not a revenge game.
Because
it's just a regular season game. It don't really matter.
Yeah,
it's not for a trip to the Super Bowl. Not a revenge game.
Yeah, if it was actually a revenge game, would be if they were playing again in the playoffs. Right.
Chiefs-Patriots, Week 14. Likely has some importance to playoff,
they should bring back
but
that
not a revenge game.
Bring back that same ref for that game.
They should. That'd be hilarious.
Where is that?
At New England. In New England.
No, the Saints Rams.
Saints Rams.
Oh, sorry. At L.A., so not even in the same stadium.
Still bring back that guy.
So he would be in friendly confines then. He would get killed if it were in the Superdome.
Le'Veon Bell does play the Steelers.
I know.
In New York, week 16, so that's fun.
Oh, that's also a final game.
Week 16. Might
not even
17.
Mean anything.
Yeah,
well,
week before.
The final week because they get a week off.
Nino Brown does not play the Steelers, so the Raiders don't play the Steelers
unless
it's in the playoffs, and the Raiders are not making the playoffs, Luke.
Yeah, nope. Let's
he knows
not.
That.
And then Earl Thomas, you might not remember this. This one was kind of underrated, but Earl Thomas is a great safety. He was a Seahawk for a long time.
Yeah.
Stayed out of camp because he wanted a better deal. And then showed back up to play, and in week four broke his leg, and as they're carting him off, he flipped off his own sideline.
Oh, that's right.
He flipped off his own sideline.
I remember that guy.
So now he's a Raven, and they go to Seattle in week seven. So that's fun.
Yeah, probably break his leg there.
That's a revenge game. That's a true revenge game.
Yeah, that is. Yeah.
Where are we at?
That's going to be fun, though. I mean, I hate to actually, I don't want to wish away the summer, but when the schedule comes out.
No, that's the thing.
Yeah,
we don't want it, but it is nice to think about football.
Right. Yeah, it is.
It is kind of weird. The Raiders and Tampa Bay both – this sounds weird. 49 days between home games.
Oh, I read about this with the Bucs.
So the Raiders and Tampa Bay Buccaneers will play 49 days between home games. So the Raiders, what their instance is, they play the Chiefs at home September 15th. They don't play another game in Oakland until November 3rd.
Well, I saw the Chargers, right? No, because I saw another one that they were talking to the quarterback for the Chargers, Rivers.
Phillip
and he was
Rivers,
saying how they were away from home for
last year. They were last year. They ended up with this because what happened?
He said we did pretty well. They did do pretty well. They lost the playoffs
and their home games stink anyway.
Well, I know
them.
That's where I want. I almost kind of wanted to see a game there because the Steelers are in at the Chargers, but it's early on. I can't go. It's like in September.
Packers play at the Chargers,
but
too.
I'm thinking that'd be a cool place to see a game because you're going to be right in the field.
You get a ticket, and you're right there.
Yeah, RedZoneTickets.com for all your ticket needs. Yeah. It's tiny. It'd be like watching the NFL on like a small, like a big high school stadium.
And they say that the tickets are very available.
Yeah.
Always.
Well, because it's like all the.
Because LA hasn't embraced the Chargers.
Are the Packers there too?
Yeah, the Packers play there too.
Oh, the Packers and Steelers fans are going to travel big for those games.
Oh, absolutely.
Right. The Vikings play there as well.
Yeah.
And I think sideline passes are available. There's so few seats there.
Yeah, I think the Packer game is in November, so you know people are going to get out of Wisconsin and head to LA.
Yeah.
This day in 1995, thankfully, Joe Montana retired, 38 years old.
As a Chief.
At 38 years old, too. I mean, remember, 38 in that day, 1995, that's like, what, 46, 47 now? Because Drew Brees is 40-something, Tom Brady's 40-something.
He got hit more than these guys did. And technology now. People are healthier.
Rehab.
Now. But I think
and
mainly you can't touch a quarterback.
That's helped.
That's why they're last.
Yeah, you don't
so
have
long.
Leonard Marshall landing on him, breaking his back. Yeah.
Plus, he got really exhausted putting 55 on the Broncos in that Super Bowl.
Well, that was 89. That was years before.
Yeah, that was before that.
That'll tire you out for a decade or so.
We saw Joe play as a Chief.
We did, didn't we?
Beat the Steelers in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Sucked.
That was like the last playoff game they won, I think.
I think it might have been.
Might have been.
This day in 1998, the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, they won one this year.
Yeah, they did. They won
Remember
one,
they won one
that,
this year.
Yeah, that don't count.
But
it was Colts.
Between then and now, they
that
won.
That might have been the
that
last
might
one.
Have been the last, yeah.
This day in 1998, the Colts chose wisely. They did not take Ryan Leaf with their first choice, as I thought they should have, and a lot of
Everybody
other people did. They took Peyton Manning.
Saw Ryan Leaf play, too, in high
worked
school.
Out.
College, excuse me.
Yeah. NFL draft is next week, actually a week from today. It'll be that first round will be on prime time.
Oh, this week?
Yep.
Cool.
Next week. Other guys in that 98
so
draft.
Schedule frenzy could last for at least a week.
Yeah,
before we
get you right to the draft.
Draft, right.
Charles Woodson was the fourth overall pick. That worked out pretty good for the Raiders. Randy Moss dropped to 21 in that draft. This is 1998.
Okay. Yeah.
And then Amon Green was the third round pick in that
draft
by the Seahawks before he ended up eventually in as the, I think, is he still the Packers' all-time leading rusher? I think he is.
He signed back with them just a few years ago, right at the end of his career, for less than a season, and basically that's why he was there, was to break the all-time rushing record.
He'll always be an Omaha Nighthawk to me. Remember?
Was he that?
Yeah.
What did he play?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes, he did.
Damn. Yeah. He'll just always be a Central Eagle to me.
Yeah, there you go. Back to high school.
He'll always be a guy who...
He played for another
or
team,
a North
too.
Viking.
He played for a team down the road,
he
too.
He was a North Viking, too.
Was he both?
Yeah, he was both. Yeah.
Transfer.
And a guy who installed doorknobs in his home just way too high.
Oh, I forgot about
people
that.
People kept running into doorknobs at his house.
Yeah.
You can't install them by hand.
You can't have them at eye level.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Normal doorknob about waist high.
And he played for the Huskers, too.
Oh,
forgot about that.
He was very good for
that little part, yeah.
He was very good for that.
The doorknob. Good one, Todd. Todd's always going negative. Always going negative. We're trying to list this guy's accomplishments, and he just had a doorknob problem.
Well, I thought that was kind of innovative at first until people kept running into it.
Like his wife?
Yeah. Among others.
He's around a lot. So
I know.
Heads up, Todd.
I know. Exactly. I thought so,
I'm just
too.
Saying, man. Heads up.
I saw him a while back. It's been a while since I've seen him, but I've seen him in public a while back.
He can't find me.
That's true. He can take your head off a doorknob. That's Todd.
I'm on record as saying I loved him with the Packers.
I loved him with the Nighthawks. Yeah. That's the only team I rooted for. He played for was the Nighthawks.
I thought you were a big North High fan.
No. I'm not. Okay. Good program.
Now this week back in 2000, the Patriots drafted Tom Brady with the 199th overall pick, and Brady celebrated this by on his Instagram. He put that flubby photo of himself at the combine.
He's still pissed. Why is he such a dick about that anymore?
I found this hilarious.
Oh, because he's a dick.
Yeah, that's what he is. Right. This is what drives him.
Right.
Now, Jacoby Brissett, who is the Colts fill-in quarterback and was a former Patriot, blah, 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 he responded to this and he just said, not much has changed, huh?
Oh.
Well, first of all, he ain't scared of Brady.
And quarterback's defense, especially those kind of quarterbacks, they don't need to be ripped.
Right.
They're not really ripped.
They're usually not.
They're not ripped.
Yeah.
They're usually not fat either.
But he was just not really fat.
He was just slubby.
Yeah.
He just didn't look like he didn't spend a lot of time
A little
fitness.
Bit of baby fat.
Yeah, still. Just kind of
He looked kind of gooey. He wasn't as fat as that, who's the kid that came out of Kentucky?
Well, that guy was just fat.
Jared Lorenzen. Yeah, he was actually fat.
I'm going to say, you don't see a lot of guns on those kind of stand-up big white quarterbacks.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, some maybe, but
he's
not
the
guns.
Closest thing to that Kentucky quarterback that I've seen. He looked like a schlub.
But you got to cut him some slack, Todd. That was back when he was eating foods that are awesome.
Yeah.
Now he eats nothing but
avocado
sand
pits.
And water.
Yeah. Sand and water and
in the moment. And then Gronk worked out
too. Giselle.
Gronk never looks like a schlub. Mr. American Dream gets away with something else that somebody else probably would have been ripped for.
Exactly.
His teammates and him were all at a Red Sox home opener last week, celebrating the Lombardi Trophy, of course, as Boston fans do. And there are some tent where they're throwing fastballs, they're throwing baseballs and all this stuff, and Gronk thought, it'd be a good idea, dude, I'm going to grab the trophy and I'll go up there and take an at-bat. And then the Super Bowl MVP ED, Julian Edelman, was going to throw a pitch.
Yeah.
And so Gronk's up there, he's got the Lombardi trophy like a baseball bat, and he's going to take a swing at it, and then he drops down to butt at the last second, and it hits the backside of the football that's on the trophy.
Right.
And this was a real baseball. Yeah, it put a full-on dent in that thing.
Did he get the bunt down?
He did. He got it right up the first baseline. Okay. I mean, it would have been a great bunt. It really would have been.
You're right. Anybody else is getting,
Yeah, somebody else like, why is that guy doing that to that trophy? And with Gronk, it's like,
Gronk's like another guy we're talking. He could kill a guy. Oh, Gronk killed a guy yesterday.
Oh, my God.
That's so Gronk.
He probably didn't mean to. he didn't mean to,
man.
This is
Gronk being Gronk,
man. That's just Gronk being Gronk.
He's living his best life.
We were here when I first brought this up. You weren't here, Petey, but I was looking last night and figured the best sports trophy out there, of all of them, for to make a bong out of would be the Stanley Cup.
Yep.
Because you get the big bowl on top.
Petey's probably never thought of that.
It would require...
actually have. I think we've had this exact conversation somewhere.
I think we have. Either here or somewhere.
Right, a little modification. I mean, they all drink out of it, so now that it's legal in Canada, if a Canadian team wins, why don't they smoke a big bowl out of it?
I have had this conversation, and the Lombardi Trophy, if you could just cut the tip of the football off the top, lends itself, and then you just make a bowl, and that thing lends itself to a fantastic device.
I can see it. I can see it.
That buys some pot from you. Amon, Todd said that. Todd
T-O-D-D.
Said that. Don't say,
you love you, man. It's awesome.
Todd
love you, man.
Said that. Todd.
It
was I like it. Yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.